Time now for Travel Tales with Fergal, and Fergal O'Keefe is with me in studio. Good morning to you, Fergal. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Great to see you.
Good to see you too. What's it like out there? It was raining when I came in this morning.
Yeah, it is a little bit, you know.
Is it? A little overcast and that. You're going to talk to us today about sort of bus routes and buses and stuff, and the Ennis to Galway bus to begin with. Was this prompted by an article in the, was it the Guardian, was it?
Exactly. There was an article in the Guardian last week which prompted this. It called it the bus between Ennis going through West Clare to Galway, saying it was the most scenic bus route in Ireland. And I've noticed that a lot of travel articles now are about buses and trains, and we talk about it a lot as well.
Yeah.
So it really kind of reminded me, you know, I'm originally from Ennis and Clare, so it was lovely reading about Ennis, you know, going, oh, that is my town, you know, and then West Clare. And when I was young, back in the 80s, I used to spend all my time up in West Clare, you know, any sunny day you'd be hitchhiking up the road.
Yeah.
So it really reminded me of that, you know, that bus journey and old bus journeys that they used to have.
It's very good, isn't it? Tell the listeners about the postal bus. I never heard of this.
Yeah, so the first place they actually started it was a trial that they did. It was in the 90s and it went until 2004, and it was the post bus, they called it, and it was like a bus. So it was the on-post did it, and they were supposed to then do it around Ireland. And I think actually it's a pity they couldn't bring it back, because from the point of view of rural development and rural tourism, I think it'd be a brilliant idea.
But was it the postman who drove the bus?
So it was actually the postman, and it was like a little bus, and it would bring tourists, and it would do a route throughout West Clare. But originally it came from back in the 80s when I was like a teenager. It was a little post van, but you know, like a little van, but had two seats behind him.
Mm.
And you'd go with him. So if you had plenty of time, which you did when you were young, you'd be going everywhere. You'd be going up to farms, you'd be going through West Clare. So you might be going, I want to go to La Hinch, but it might take you 2 hours.
But you'd just be catching a lift with him, was that
exactly,
it?
Exactly,
yeah.
And it was brilliant.
Because you'd go off on the usual postal
exactly.
tour then, yeah.
And it was great crack, because you got to go up, like, see everyone and the chat. And, you know, for tours, I always thought that would be the ultimate.
Yes.
Because you'd really get to see
real people.
Yeah,
course,
and that's, I think, where the idea then of that bus. And, you know, that was like just the main routes.
Right.
And they stopped it. But I think it'd be a great thing to bring back, you know. And also the postmen, as we know, from Clamel, like the postmen are the greatest characters,
great
storytellers.
Absolutely brilliant altogether. So to continue on with this then, the Flanua, for example, you were reminiscing on that too.
Yeah. And it's funny because when I was reading the article, you know, it's called the Flanua, and it's been there since the 1970s. It's such an Irish thing, you know. The original idea was, I remember back in the 70s, you know, you were talking about the Fla in Turles, and it was the same in Ennis, the Fla in the 70s. So they set up a Fla Newell, and it's been actually going since then. So the same as everything, all the festivals around Ireland, I mean, the Junction Festival will be the same this year. They're all coming back again this summer. So the Fla Newell is, you know, if I would recommend people, that's a great way to go and see Ennis. Even yesterday, I was looking at little video clips of Clare were playing Limerick in Ennis.
Yes.
And the buzz around the streets, it was like a little Fla, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the Fla knew, was like every pub is traditional music.
And the narrow streets and all of it, adds to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was amazing yesterday. Yeah. I think they might have pedestrianised the town yesterday because of the match, because just the streets were full, the main streets of the town were full. And that's the great thing about this round robin, it's bringing, you know, championship matches back to the little towns. So the Fla knew, I'd really recommend that, you know, if you wanted to see Ennis at its best, because most pubs will be doing free trad sessions all over the town, and you know, it's the narrow streets. And
what is it that you have about road signs and about signs for towns? What you're giving out about that?
Yeah, I am, because the reason I was giving out is because I noticed it was when I was writing my notes, and I wrote La Hinch, and then I was going, every time I go into La Hinch, it's always La Hinch. Now they call it La Hinch, and it was just, there was a post last week, Jasper from McCarthy's. He put up a post about one of the signs that was saying Paulmuki, going to Paulmuki.
I know, it's terrible.
And I replied to him going, coming from another direction, it just says Paul Mook. So depending on what direction you're going to Paul Mooka, there's different road signs with different spellings.
Kappa White is the very same. It's AGH in some cases, yeah, and it's PPA in other cases. And Care gets an awful lot of money, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So it's the original Irish spellings. But I mean, maybe this is only me now, but I was delighted when I saw Jasper giving out about it, because so
we're all grumpy old fellas.
Well, it's just, I just think it's such a big thing.
I like, know.
Particularly Le Hinch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you see the signs and the that people.
And what should it be? I always thought it was with an A, La Hinch. Is it?
Well, I would say it's La Hinch. Now, I have a friend who actually works for the NRA, or they have a new name now, Sean O'Neill. You've probably had him on,
yes,
the spokesperson. Mm. And he says it's down to like the very old, you know, the documentation.
Oh.
But I you know, I don't believe that. I don't know where it comes from. Because
right, but even if there was uniformity to it.
Like, exactly.
You know, wouldn't that do? Anyway, that's our grump yeah, out of the way. Tell me about Ennis Diarmuid, because I'm very familiar with the Falls Hotel, but I didn't know about the Dylan Thomas.
Yeah, and I didn't know that either until I read that article in The Guardian. I thought that was amazing. Kathleen McNamara, who I have known. Like, she was also an author and a play and a poet in her own right, and she was married to Dylan Thomas, but that was her family home.
Was it?
That she originally came from.
God, it can't have been easy married to Dylan Thomas.
I know, yeah. I think she was well able. If anything was I've she? Read, she was well able for him, you know. They were well suited. But, yeah, you know, and Falls Hotel is a gorgeous spot.
Oh, it's
you
just
know.
Perfect.
My brother
it?
Got yeah. married there many years ago, actually, and it's just, every time I go past there, yeah, even with the falls, like, it's so beautiful. Beautiful. And the whole town is. It's sort of a place that sometimes you kind of forget,
yeah,
and it's very famous for shop fronts, you know.
Shop fronts and pub fronts are
exactly.
just gorgeous. Yeah.
And like everywhere now, you know, on the west of Ireland with the Wide Atlantic Way, they're all developing, and now there's some great restaurants, and there's a very it was mentioned in the article, there's a very famous, I'm not sure the name of it now, but it's an old, the guy originally comes from Germany, and you get gorgeous breads and things like that there in Ennis Diarmuid, you know, you'd stop there just for that. But some lovely places That's in that town to stay in. It's a great base actually for
and
West
you,
Clare.
You also mentioned Spanish Point, Milltown, Malbay, you know.
Yeah, it's, and I've mentioned this before. I was down there a few weeks ago, and the Armada Hotel, which I've mentioned before, is quite amazing, yeah, what they've done. And I was talking to the owner while I was there, and they're even going to increase even more this year. Like, so
right, yeah,
what they've done is they, all the grounds, they've got like little stalls now. This year they like have a fish shack and a pizza shop and music.
Right, yeah.
And if the weather's, you know, when
I
the weather's
remember
good,
that when it was just a pub and a few rooms. Like,
exactly.
You know, just
and
it's
quite
now,
amazing.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And actually in the bar, in the restaurant, there's like these surfboards up, and Philippe Hettier, who is he's French, but he actually lives locally, and he actually makes those surfboards and does lots of, you know, work with carpentry work,
that's,
or whatever.
That's incredible. You have to mention the Willie Clancy Fest,
yeah,
of course, because it's so important
and
to
that's
the
very
area.
Near, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah,
very near, you know, like, say, actually, the Armada would be a great base for that. But Milltown Malby, another gorgeous spot. And I'm sure, I don't know if you've ever been to it, but
the
Willie Clancy,
I have indeed. Yeah.
And it is classic,
yeah,
isn't it?
Top class.
Again,
top class.
Everything's free.
Wonderful
generally.
Yeah.
Every pub is going, and just, you know, like in West Clare. So basically, from Ennis all the way through West Clare, every town has got its own character.
Hasn't,
but
yeah,
they all, you'll find traditional music every night.
And Doolin has to be spoken of there.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just,
and I always think of Sharon Shannon there,
yeah,
when I think of Doolin.
Yeah.
You know, that she used to, when she was only like a teenager,
yeah,
she would be there.
Yeah.
Gus O'Connor's, a very famous pub.
Of course, yeah.
I remember actually, like, again, when I was a teenager, like, the Time magazine did an article about that, about the traditional music, and they picked Gus O'Connor's. And I used to love going up there, even when I was a teenager,
yeah,
just to go in there for a stew and in the afternoon and listen to the traditional music, and it would be going all day. They'd have a number of bands every day,
yeah,
of the week.
It's great, yeah. You also mentioned Fionnuala. I love that view from Fionnuala out to sea. It's just
exactly,
so beautiful.
It's very special. And that's, I would say Fionnuala is where the burn meets the sea,
yeah,
and that's what makes it so special there. So because you're on the beach, but you look behind you, and there's amazing, like, you see the burn right behind you. And actually, from Fionnuala is the start of a really, one of the best walks in Ireland, actually. It's on an old famine road. So just up behind the beach, you can start there. You go up into the burn. So it's a famine road kind of on the burn above, and you can walk from there on this old famine road to Ballyvaughan. And it's just absolutely, you can imagine what the views are like there, up there, looking
down. Completely different to any other part of Ireland, isn't it?
Exactly, you know? Exactly. And stunning, you know, very famous, like for its flora and fauna, they always say, you know, for the Mediterranean and the Arctic. And, you know, it's you could call it barren, but I just love it. And it's completely different.
It's very special. We have to mention Liachtu and Varna, of course.
Exactly.
And,
and another great festival which is coming back this year is the Matchmaking Festival in September.
Yeah.
And that just, you know, in Liachtu and Varna, one festival rolls into the other. So it's just festivals all summer there. And I'm sure you've played there as well.
Oh,
it's
man,
brilliant
every
for,
year,
for
every
dancing
year.
And music. And
crack is always.
And there's a great, I just saw a tweet actually at the weekend, and it was from the Wild Honey pub, which is Ireland's only Michelin-starred pub. So that, and they actually are a B&B as well. Mm. So if you're into food, I would really recommend.
I haven't
recommend.
Been in it, but I hear reports.
Yeah,
that
and it's the amazing. Food is unbelievable. Yeah. And it's a pub, the only Michelin-starred pub in Ireland. And, you know, so it's reasonably priced, great B&B. You can do the trad music there. You know, you're close to everywhere. So again, I would really recommend that.
That's great. Tell us about Newquay, because I'm not familiar.
So Newquay is, you go to Ballyvaughan, which is another great spot. Yeah. There's a great pub there, Monks, and, you know, again, great trad, and a great base if you wanted to go around the burn. But then on past Ballyvaughan, there's a place called Newquay, which is a gorgeous little spot. And it's very famous for oysters. Flaggy Shore oysters come from that area. James Heaney wrote a great poem about there, and there's a beautiful little seafood pub there right on the water, you know, like there's lobsters and oysters and very reasonably priced, but amazing. It's got its own character. You feel like you're right. I just love those like pubs that are on the water. It's surrounded by the burn again. Amazing food, and actually near it, there's a very famous you know, in Clare it's very famous, it's an ice cream shop. And Lenan's is the name of the pub, and then the ice cream shop is it's called Linala Ice Cream. It's homemade ice cream. They have a farm, and it's in the middle of nowhere near Newquay.
I love stuff.
But
like
you go
that.
Up there,
great,
and it's unbelievable ice cream, like the creamiest, milkiest ice cream you could have.
It's great. One of our listeners on to say they make a bags of spelling Tumi Vara, as well. And they give us quite a few versions of it here, which is incredible. So it's not just you; it's a bone of contention with a lot of people. Kinvara then.
And Kinvara. So then you go on again on this bus route, like they talked about going to Kinvara, and that's gorgeous little town again. You know, it's famous for the old, those old sailing boats. And they've got a festival, a sailing boat festival there as well, which is another great weekend. I always say that, like, you know, going abroad or in Ireland, if you can hit a festival, you really get the character of the town. That's another great spot. And they would have trad music as well. And there's great literary tradition there with Joyce, Singe, etc. So that's another gorgeous spot. And then the bus goes on into Galway, which we all know. And
of course,
I was talking about festivals, the Galway Arts Festival, actually.
Is that back this
it's
year?
Back again this year. July with a great programme. So that, you know, and again, Galway actually is festivals. It's the arts festival and the racing festival, I think, first, then the arts. They all roll it, then the oyster festival after that. So Galway is basically, you will get a festival if you go to Galway during the summertime.
And it's perfect for festival, isn't it? The city is just perfect for
exactly,
that.
Exactly, like, again, the narrow streets welcome and the atmosphere, isn't it?
You have a new podcast, but it was prompted by your son with the being one of the minor footballers.
Yeah, he's on the minor panel this year. I probably mentioned that before, and they're having a great run. Actually, they've won 4 out of 4, and they're playing this Thursday in Semple Stadium
against
Cork.
Yeah,
and I'd recommend people to go because they're playing gorgeous, tacking. John McNamara from Clonmel Commercials is the coach, and they're playing lovely football. So I'd really recommend people to go and support them.
Yeah.
But that gave me an idea to do a podcast. So I've a new podcast that's came out last week called GAA Minor Moments. And last week I interviewed Colin O'Riordan, David Power, and Colin O'Riordan. Now he's out in the Sydney Swans. We talked about that.
Yeah,
and he won a couple of All-Ireland, so that was great. And tomorrow, it's out every Tuesday. So tomorrow I've got Sean Kavanagh, who is really interesting to talk to him. Amazing. Just, you know, his book is called The Obsession, and he's very a lovely guy, but very driven as well. So it's really interesting. And next week, I think people will find very interesting is Niall Quinn.
Yeah,
because he's kind of he actually played minor hurling. He was an All Ireland final for Dublin, but his dad actually won an All Ireland minor for Tipperary back in the '50s. So I'd nearly consider him. He's kind of an honorary tip man.
Yeah,
you know?
Didn't they have a pub in town?
He did, exactly, yeah. And that was the connection.
Yeah.
But so it was great. I talked a lot about his dad, about his time as a minor, and then him, and then obviously about his football. So that was great. So that's so Sean Kavanagh this week, and then Niall Quinn next week.
Very good, yeah. And the Derry podcast.
Exactly. And last time I was on, I talked about Derry.
So yeah, it's
my,
great.
My travel tales with Fergal. Is just out now, and that's you can get that immediately, and that's a Derry special, and I interview a couple of really interesting people on that. So there's a lot of history, because you know, it was a guy like sixth generation plantation guy, and then talking about the wall tour, and that was really interesting. So
that's
I'd
great,
really recommend
yeah.
that.
We were listening to Walks and Talks earlier on. I was just making a point because Mike was on to us, and he wasn't sure what the connection was between the guy who was talking to Ellie and to the fact they were at Derry and the Flan. But when people walk, there is something special about a conversation. When you're walking.
Completely. I was listening to that as well.
Yeah.
And exactly. Do you know what it is? I don't know. You release, I don't know, it's the endorphins or what, but because I've talked before about the Camino.
Yeah.
So yeah, people open up. And yeah.
And is that the shoulder to shoulder thing as opposed to confronting somebody, if you know what I mean? Is
yeah,
that,
but
is
also you're surrounded, you're walking, you're feeling great.
Yeah.
You get into a rhythm, and I would call it, it's a spiritual thing. Like, so I always find that when you're walking, I do find that like a spiritual thing, and it opens up people.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah, and it's a camaraderie too, I suppose there. It's always a pleasure, Fergal. Thanks very much indeed. Travel Tales with Fergal, if you want to have a look online at what it is that Fergal does. Our perfume today going to Geraldine Morrissey of Western Road in Clonmel. Well done to you, Geraldine. And John G's book, 50 Great Irish Walks, is going to Bernard Keane in Thurles. We have more perfume to give away on the programme tomorrow from Ascent Perfumery, Clonmel's very first perfumery. So we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. Ember produced, and Stephen is on the way. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.